This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States struggled Wednesday to get clarity from Turkey over the severity of its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO, as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took an increasingly tough line against their membership bids. In a meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the United Nations, Turkey's foreign minister offered mixed signals. He affirmed his country's support for NATO's open-door policy and its understanding of Finland and Sweden's desire to join the alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But he also repeated Erdogan's demands that Turkey's security concerns about the candidate nations be addressed.
Turkey has been supporting the open-door policy of NATO even before this war. But with regards to these possible candidates or already candidate countries, you know, we have also legitimate security concerns that they have been supporting terrorist organizations, and there are also export restrictions on defense products.
Moscow said nearly 700 more Ukrainian fighters had surrendered in Russian-held Mariupol, and it's shored up a key gain in the south, while the United States became the latest Western country to reopen its embassy in Kiev. Ukraine has ordered its garrison in the besieged port city to stand down, but the ultimate outcome of Europe's bloodiest battle for decades remains unresolved. Mariupol is the biggest city Russia has captured so far and allows Russian President Vladimir Putin to claim a rare victory in the invasion it began on February 24th. Moscow has focused on the southeast in recent offensive after pulling away from Kiev.